CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 17th of April 2022. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB AGM to be live streamed. Pop-up Yotam Net today. New EMF video. The RSGB AGM is being live streamed on Saturday at 12 noon. You can still submit a question to the RSGB board to answer during the event, but you'll need to do so before 9 a.m. on Wednesday the 20th of April. Voting in the elections closes at 9 a.m. on Thursday the 21st of April. The Society encourages all RSGB members to use their vote. Full details of the event you'll find on the RSGB's own website. A special pop-up Youngsters on the Air net will be on the air today, Easter Sunday, at 1400 UTC. This pop-up net is aimed exclusively at youngsters under the age of 25 and encourages them to call in and have a QSO with fellow youngsters on the air. The net controller for the first hour will be Declan 2W0KYH, who's age 13. The second hour is with Liam M7LCB. The net is hosted by the Freestar Amateur Radio Network, which is a multi-node system where various digital radio modes are accessible, including DMR, D-Star, Fusion, C4FM and so on. For full connection details, please visit freestar.network or email oscar@freestar.network. The RSGB has just released a short video outlining the new EMF regulations and the help and tools the Society provides for radio amateurs. There's a wealth of information and guidance on the RSGB website, and the Society hopes that this video will signpost that in a new way. The video is Did You Know? Playlist on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. The IARU Region Political Relations Committee, in conjunction with the region's EMC Committee, has submitted a paper to a recent European Commission call for evidence with respect to solar energy strategy. Solar energy systems, which include solar PV, are a progressive technology whose use is to be encouraged. However, there are certain caveats to be noted in deployment and ongoing use. The IARU concerns are not with solar technology, but with the potential noise pollution from so-called optimizers. The paper that was submitted details elements on the ongoing research and monitoring by the EMC committee in this area. The paper is available on the IARU Region 1 website at iaru-rfigure1.org. As part of the Commonwealth Games activity, RSGB special event stations will be activated from the 4 UK home nations and 3 Crown dependencies. The call signs will take the format of GB22G, followed by the regional locator, for example, GB22GE, GB22JGI or GB22GD. RSGB affiliated clubs and individual RSGB members or who are full licensees will be able to book slots to activate a call sign themselves or to supervise operation by others. Further information details will be coming soon. Radio Amateurs of Canada is supporting World Amateur Radio Day on the 18th of April by encouraging amateurs to get on the air and contact as many Canadian stations as possible. RAC official stations will operate across Canada from 0000 Zulu to 2359 UTC on the 18th. Look out for these special event stations with call signs ending in RAC. Those contacting one or more of these stations will be eligible for a special commemorative certificate. Details on their website at rac.ca. The RSGB will be running a special event station at the 2022 Commonwealth Games starting on the 28th of July. The call sign will be GB22HQ. If you'd like to operate the station during the games and talk to visitors about amateur radio, please contact RSGB Region 5 Rep Neil York, M0NKE, at rr5@rsgb.org.uk. Due to the location of the station, operators will only be able to access the games by train. The RSGB and ARRL have been celebrating the centenary of the Transatlantic Test. The Society has just released a video that highlights the fantastic exhibition put on by the National Heritage Centre in Saltcoats, the 1921 message reenactment by the Kilmarnock and Loudoun Amateur Radio Club, and also the 160-metre transatlantic QSO party. You'll find the video on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news in as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom, on GB2RS and online. The Cambridge Repeater Group Rally takes place on the 24th of April. Venue is Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, at CB226RN. Doors open 9:30, admission is £3. There'll be a talk in station, trade stands, start car boot area, and bring and buy catering available on site. More at cambridgerepeaters.net. Also on the 24th is the Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Exhibition, also known as the Blackpool Rally. It'll be held at the Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool. Fox Yankee 2 9 Alpha Alpha. More details at NARSA.org.uk. The Andover Radio Club Spring Boot Sale is due to take place on the 24th at Widhern Village Hall, SP11 at 0JE. It's open at 10 a.m. and organised by the Andover Radio Amateur Club. Details at arac.org.uk. DX News: Braco E77DX will be active holiday style as 8Q7DX from Maldives, AS013, until the 27th of April. He plans to operate 10 to 80 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World and E73 Yankee. Michael DF8AN will be touring the Caribbean until early May. He'll be active from Martinique as Fox Mike stroke call sign until the 19th of April. And again on the 1st and 2nd of May, he'll operate as J79MN from Dominica between the 19th and 24th of April. Between the 24th of April and the 1st of May, he'll operate from St. Lucia. He will operate mainly CW and digital modes on all bands, including 6-metre band, QSLs, DF8AN, direct or via the Bureau. Special events news, look out for GB1BB today from about 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. local time, around 7.170 MHz or 3.770 MHz, as well as 2-metre FM simplex and via GB3IW. Operators from the Isle of Wight Radio Society will be on the Bramble Bank in Mid Solent for the next few minutes, for the few minutes that it is exposed by this weekend's extreme spring tide. After the event, the club will QSL direct. QSL certificates will show gold, silver or bronze awards. Gold for confirmed contacts with GB1BB on HF, VHF and UHF. Silver for confirmed contacts in any two of those, and bronze for a confirmed contact on any one band. Details on iowrs.org. On the 23rd of April, Harlow and District Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB0MGY for International Marconi Day. With the kind permission of the National Trust, Western Supermare Radio Society will be operating GB0IMD from the Old Fort on Breen Down on the 23rd of April as part of the International Marconi Day celebrations. Flight Refueling ARS will be operating from the club station using GB2FRA, celebrating the club's 40th anniversary. It's intended that the call sign will be given on all the bands and modes that are available from the club shack, including 10 gigs EME. Operations will run throughout April. Medway Amateur Radio and Transmitting Society will operate GB5MW between the 3rd and 30th of April, celebrating the society's centenary year, QSL via EQSL. Now for contest news. Monday, the IRTS 70 SEMS Counties contest runs between 1300 and 1330 UTC. It's followed by the IRTS 2-metre contest from 1330 to 1500 UTC. Both use FM and SSB, and the exchange of signal report and serial number. Please note Irish stations will also send their county. Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and serial report and serial number. Thursday, Thursday sees the 70 metres UK megahertz UK activity contest run from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The SPDX RITI contest runs from 1200 UTC on the 23rd to 1200 UTC on the 24th using 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is signal report and serial number, with Polish stations also sending their region code. Running from 1900 UTC on the 23rd to 2130 UTC on the 24th, the first MGM contest uses the 50 and 144 MHz bands. The exchange is your report and four-character locator. Next Sunday, the 24th, the Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, 75 board RITI, 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is the serial number. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "We had a week with declining solar flux index numbers, but with ever-present threat of coronal mass ejections. The SFI declined from 101 on Sunday to 96 on Wednesday, with the possibility of further falls as the week goes on. A solar filament located near the centre disk of the Sun erupted early Monday morning, generating a faint halo coronal mass ejection, CME, that appeared to be squarely Earth-directed. A moderate G2 geomagnetic storm watch was added for the 14th, and sky watches at middle to late high latitudes were also put on alert for aurora. Meanwhile, the quieter geomagnetic conditions earlier in the week saw 10 metres open up on some good DX. LORI G3UML reports a long path opening to Australia on 20 metres CW from 0730 to 800 UTC. He worked two VK2s and a VK3 and listened to VK5 QD, who was very loud. Next week, and NOAA predicts that the SFI might climb again, perhaps into the range of 100 to 110. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be generally quiet, but the ever-present risk of CME is pushing the KP index up to perhaps 4 or 5 at times. A pair of coronal holes became Earth-facing on Thursday as well, which may bring unsettled conditions again this weekend. If the KP index stays very low, we can expect MUFs to be near seasonal norms, perhaps with openings up to 21 or even 28 megs at times. Look out for occasional early season sporadic key openings as well, which could bring short skip openings into Europe on 10 metres. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The high pressure over the North Sea and Scandinavia will decline slowly, allowing a new area of low pressure over the nearby Atlantic to drift east into southern Britain during the Easter weekend. This will mean that any tropo benefits, particularly over the Irish Sea and North Sea, will decline during the weekend. The new low will bring areas of showery rain across the country, with a chance of rain scatter propagation. This is likely to be a pattern for much of the following week, with low pressure over southern areas and occasionally expanding bands of rain further north. The solar activity has continued to provide aurora options, so again worthwhile checking the clusters and KP index for early signs of auroral activity. It also given that random meteor scatter is always available, especially for those who like to be up early in the morning. The main mode to keep a watch out for during the coming week is sporadic E, which is just beginning to make an appearance on 10 and even higher bands using digital modes. Jet streams are important as potential sources of atmospheric gravity waves that can contribute to ease. You should look to the jet stream 300 hectopascal or HPA under upper air charts to see where they are located. Try paths and cross them, especially where they cross mountain ranges like the Alps or Pyrenees. Note a hectopascal equals a millibar. The propquest.co.uk website has set in 4338 hectopascals. I'm losing this, I'm sorry. Charts for the current day and from the beginning of May, which also contain a daily blog highlighting that day's prospects. The winter minimum of meteor shower activities is coming to an end. The week, the small daytime April Piscids shower starts on the 20th. It peaks 2 days later on the 2200 UTC. This also coincides with the week of the peak of the larger and currently active Lyrid shower, also on the 22nd, but earlier at 1300 UTC. With a ZHR of around 18, it should produce some good reflections. Moon perigee is Tuesday, so path losses are at their lowest. Moon declination is negative again and reaches minimum on Thursday, so moon windows will be short and peak moon elevations low. 144 meg sky noise is high, peaking at over 3000 K on Thursday, so combined with the low elevations, a poor week for especially for VHF EME. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.